Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
After the hour, thanks very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. Very excited about having our good friend Ross Gumbarowski back on the show. I'm Jim Blasingame, and Ross is here, and he's the founder and CEO of CrowdSpring, former trial attorney, now recovering in the once named a super lawyer, which we're glad he is recovering now, and because that's a little scary, isn't it, super lawyer. And he's our friend Ross Gumbarowski. Welcome to the show.
Thanks so much, Jim. Happy to be talking with you and with your listeners.
A super lawyer, huh?
What does that mean? So many awards. It means that your colleagues, at least in Illinois, so this is, I think, across the country too, but it means that your colleagues within your profession, within your practice area, voted you as one of the top lawyers in the state, in your area. So for me, it was complex litigation and intellectual property. Right. So it's a nice honor. There are so many different awards. But my biggest honor was happy clients.
Exactly. Well, and of course, as I remind my people, my audience, the only people we have around here are award-winning people. We don't have any chopped liver for my audience, and so congratulations on that. But you're here to talk to us about 2018. What do you think?
So, the start of a new year is a terrific time to set goals as a business owner. I do this every year, and one of the problems with goals, we read about this, we know about this, many New Year's resolutions end at the end of January because a lot of them have to do with weight loss and exercise. I want to lose weight. I want to get into the gym. And when you go to the gym from January 1st through January 30th, they are packed.
Mm-hmm.
And so we're really bad about making personal goals. But it's really critical in your business, or if you don't have a business yet and you're an entrepreneur working on your business, to set very clear goals and follow through on those. Because without goals, your business is going to fail. So I have five suggestions, five things that I think are
I love the old saying, Ross, if you don't know where you're going, any road will take you there.
Exactly. And unfortunately, this is true with seasoned, experienced business owners or with people just starting out. It's like walking in the dark, looking for a way out. You have to have a strategy to get to wherever you want to be. So if you want to increase your business's revenues, if you want to have more profits, if you want to hire more people, if you want to create a better product, there are things you need to accomplish, and this is a great time of the year to set that in play.
Right. So let's get started. What would be the first thing you'd work on?
So the first thing is to really update your brand. So either create the new brand you've been thinking about if you're launching a new business, or take a look at your existing brand, because fundamentally everything starts with your company's brand. And just to remind your listeners what a brand is, a brand does two things. It creates an emotional response in your customers and potential customers, and it also creates an expectation of what it will be like if these people buy from you, whether it's a product or a service. So if we think about some really phenomenal brands like Apple, for example. We know when we see an Apple logo that their products are very well designed. They work well. We also know they can be a little bit more expensive than the typical products. And so good brands create that emotion in us. And even small businesses need to create these brands because we are competing with big companies every day. Whether you're an accountant, you're a lawyer, you are a retail shop selling flowers, or your small manufacturing facility, you're still competing against many, many businesses, including big businesses.
And so, updating your brand and their standards. Like, if you get on an airplane in Indianapolis, and just before you get on the airplane, you buy a McDonald's hamburger, and then you eat it, and then you fly across the country to Sacramento and you get off the airplane, you eat another McDonald's hamburger, they're gonna you have an expectation of what it's gonna taste like, and you're probably gonna get that expectation met.
Exactly. And that's a really good description of why a company like McDonald's is able to maintain customers, because
and those
McDonald's
are the standards that we're up against out here on Main Street. Because those are the expectations.
Exactly.
Those are the brand expectations of our customers, aren't they?
Right. And they are expectations of every company with whom they deal. So the fact that we might have a small company or a mid-sized company does not absolve us from having to meet those expectations. Because if they don't remember you, if they don't recognize your brand, they're going to go somewhere else. They'll eat at a different restaurant. They'll buy from a different store. They'll hire a different accountant. And so, in fact, there's very good data that backs this up. So memorable logos, as an example, are 13% more likely to get the attention of your prospective customers, and actually over 70% more likely to get a positive response from your prospective customers, which means that if you don't look at your brand critically in the beginning, and that means your name of your company, the logo design, and the marketing material associated with it, you are putting yourself at an incredible disadvantage against your competitors.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and you've got to update, you've got to keep it fresh. You also have to test it against what customers think about it. And you need to ask, you have to ask them about that, don't you?
You absolutely do. So one of the challenges for a lot of business owners is they don't really know how customers feel about a brand. And I'll give you an example of what we do at CrowdSpring. So CrowdSpring is a global marketplace which helps businesses, entrepreneurs, agencies, and nonprofits with design and naming for every stage of their business. So companies post a project for something like a logo design, and they'll get 100-plus designs from designers of the logo. We give them a chance to launch focus groups. So these are free in every project. And the idea is that a business owner might know how a logo looks. They might say, I like this one because it's prettier than another, but often has a really tough time understanding how are their customers going to react to this logo. Will they know that it's from their business? Will they have a positive, warm reaction, or will they be confused? So these focus groups let them share privately with friends, family, and customers,
right,
or publicly. They can post
it
on a social network.
And you can avail yourself of Ross's services there. You can also, I'd also encourage you to do something similar with your own local real life customers. Ross, hang on to that thought. We're going to take a quick break. Ross is the CEO of Crowd.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.